Looking for a job? We'll tell you what the outlook is for hiring after this.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm Charlie Turner in New York. How is hiring at companies shaping up for the second half of the year? Pretty much like the same period last year, according to Career Builder's mid-year forecast. And wages are expected to pick up. Let's talk about the report with Career Builder CEO Matt Ferguson. Matt, you say that 23% of workers who plan to change jobs before year's end will see new job openings. And when you break this down into full-time, part-time, or temp positions, hiring is expected to hold steady compared to the year-ago period, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I think when you look at full-time positions, about 50% of employers have planned to hire full-time permanent workers, and that compares to 49% last year. 29% expect to hire part-time workers. That compares to 28% last year. And then 32% plan to hire temporary workers, and that compares with 34% last year. So I think all of them are kind of holding steady and in line with the margin of error to what they were last year.
What are some of the hot industries and functions for hiring?
When you look across industries, you see cloud technology, which is up 12%, you know, from last year, mobile technology, social marketing, user experience, apps, both Android and iOS apps, wellness, e-commerce, financial regulation, a digital strategy is big. Anything around big data, we see a huge growth, up 8% year over year. And then obviously cybersecurity is big for companies. And so that's fast growing also.
So there's a lot of information technology, healthcare, financial services companies hiring.
Yeah, I would say that's a good summary of it.
What about small businesses? They make up most of the companies in America, if I'm not wrong. Are small businesses growing bolder as far as hiring is concerned?
I think really small businesses, when you talk about 50 employees or less, are about the same as last year. But to your point, when you look, you know, above 50 employees and really in that segment, 250 to 500 employees, you see a big increase. 64% will be hiring in that segment, up from 59% last year. So pretty big increase and a strong overall number.
Which regions of the country are hiring the most, Matt?
The West has the biggest pickup. They're 53% are planning on increasing hiring there versus 46% last year, followed by the South at 50%, the Northeast at 49%, and the Midwest at 46%.
We've basically talked about the second half. What about more immediate forecasts as far as hiring is concerned? What about the third quarter?
Well, I think the third quarter looks similar to last year in the third quarter. I don't think that we're seeing anything to change there. We're not seeing a slowdown. So I think it would be very similar to what we talked about for the next 6 months.
Let's talk about wages, Matt. How much are employers willing to boost wages for current and starting employees?
Well, you know, 70% of companies say they'll start to have to pay workers higher wages because the market's become increasingly competitive for talent. So that's good for workers. That's good for the economy since 70% of our economy is consumer-driven. So higher wages will help drive the economy. And I think we heard that consistently in this report. About 39% reported they plan to offer hiring starting salaries for new employees just over the next 6 months. And I think about 20% of all employers plan to increase starting salaries on job offers by more than 5%. So that's a pretty big increase. So I think you are seeing that people feel like the overall labor market for skilled positions and semi-skilled positions is tight, and they're going to have to pay more to get workers either in new positions and to retain their current workers.
And do you have any idea whether or not this is expected to keep up with the level of inflation?
Well, I mean, inflation right now, especially if you look at where the 10-year Treasury is,
yeah, right.
You know, inflation is not expected to be much. Obviously, below 2% threshold that the Fed talks about as being their target area. So when you look at, you know, the 20% that may get a 5% increase, that'd be well above where inflation's running.
Looking at a more macroeconomic level, this is a pretty bullish forecast. This could boost the overall numbers as far as hiring is concerned, you know, from a government standpoint.
Right. I think so. I don't know that we'll see it in the June numbers that'll be released or the, you know, the July numbers and August numbers. I think you're going to see that. But I think if you can get wages increasing, this has been one of the things in this recovery that has been very slow, right? Wages have been in line with inflation in a lot of segments below inflation so that people are actually falling further behind. So if you can get employers, you know, wages going up, employers paying more, I think you can see a nice rebound in consumer spending. That will help the overall economy. It will help the business spending and the business side, too.
Matt Ferguson, CEO of Career Builder, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner from the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.